just what he said.
Have a listen to Mr. Johnny Lang. Hey, Candace, this one's for you.
Oh, had my mention there.
Well, Candace Cameron Bure first became known to millions as a co-star in the hit ABC television series Full House. And today, like her brother Kirk Cameron from Growing Pains, she is the rare Hollywood actor who is outspoken about her Christian faith and how it helps overcome certain obstacles. But only certain obstacles. Like, it doesn't help overcome a shoe addiction, just certain obstacles. Her healthy lifestyle has been featured in U.S. Weekly, People magazines, as well as national talk shows, including The View, otherwise known as The Estrogen Couch, and NBC's Today, otherwise known as Hoda Kotb and Kathy Lee Gifford. I'm not sure if she was on that hour or not. We'll have to ask her. In Reshaping It All, that's the name of the book, folks, Candace inspires women to embrace a healthier lifestyle by moving faith to the forefront, making wise choices, and finding their worth in the eyes of God. Candace shares a candid account of her struggle with food and ultimately her healthy outlook on weight despite the toothpick-thin expectations of Hollywood. Say that three times fast. CandaceCameronBure.net is the website. And Candace, I am so sick of seeing you all over the television, all over the newspapers, the magazine, U.S. Weekly, People magazine.
I'm not all over them.
The View, E! News, Ryan Seacrest, NBC's Today. By the way, were you on with Hoda and Kathy Lee or another one?
I've always been on the 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock hour. Oh. But in a few weeks, I will be on the Today Show again on the 8 o'clock and the 10 o'clock hour.
So yay. Yay. Kathy Lee. Please give Kathy a hug for me.
I will.
Okay.
I will.
Where are you right now, and what are you doing?
I am in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I am filming a new TV movie called Truth Be Told that is part of Walmart and Procter & Gamble's family movie night.
Nice.
Which is pretty cool. Yeah.
Nice. Who else is in this movie with you? I mean, we all know you're the star, but who else is in it?
David James Elliott. And he was on
Frasier.
Gag.
Oh, I thought he was on Frasier. Who's the guy with three names on Frasier? Niles, played Niles. What's his name? Do you remember?
Oh, I don't remember.
Okay. Or is it Stephen Curtis Chapman? There's another guy with three names. He was in what?
Is
Jag? Did you say Jag?
Yeah, Jag.
Oh, yeah, I remember him. Is he Canadian?
He is Canadian.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I make fun of him all the time.
Oh, nice.
No. I'm kidding.
Nice. And,
I was saying that on your behalf, not on all your listeners.
Whatever. by the way, you're not feeling well. Well, hold on. We'll get to that in a second. Look, can I go? Did you take riding lessons? Did you let someone else teach you to ride when I've been trying to teach you how to ride a horse for how many years now?
Well, I have to ride. I don't really ride. They kind of cut all the horse riding out in this movie, but I was supposed to ride a horse more. So they have these great stuntmen and horse wranglers that were, teaching us all how to ride properly.
Right. Okay, so let me just run this by you one more time. Are you saying that you're involved in a movie where there's horse riding and stunt guys, and you didn't say you should call my friend Drew and bring him down for that role?
Yes, yeah. Drew, that's what I'm saying.
I just want to be clear about that. All right, so Princess, feeling a little sick, are we?
I am.
And
I've been sick for about a week and had a rough night last night.
Yeah, apparently God woke you up.
He did wake me up. Scary woke me up.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Can you share, or is it too weird?
I don't want to completely share, but let's just say that I was pretty broken by 4 o'clock this morning, weeping my eyes out because I'm physically sick. I have a sinus infection and other things, but I think, and don't think I'm cuckoo, I think it's just a result of other things in my life, and God just finally kind of broke me down and went, stop.
Uh-oh.
Have you ever had that kind of thing, Drew?
And back to our guest, Candace Cameron Bure, here right now on the show.
Can we talk about you?
No, not a chance. You told me to keep it short, so there's no way we're talking about me there, Pumpkin.
I know, but now I'm talking to you, and you, you know, you
I wanna
get me going. And
I want to ask you, by the way, thank you for the Christmas card. Lovely to see your family all in high-colored gloss photos. You know who? I think your family drives someone crazy, and I mean crazy nuts with jealousy.
Who?
Is Carrie Pomeroy.
Why?
She thinks that you have the Little Miss Perfect family, and your children win all the awards at school, and you get the big breaks, and Val, of course. No, he couldn't come second in Battle of the Blades. He has to win the whole stinking thing. You know, that whole deal, right?
How much did that rock? How happy was I?
You were giddy.
I was thrilled beyond anything.
Yeah, but
for a moment, someone said, is Battle of the Blades more important to you than the Stanley Cup? And I went, I think it is. Right now, at this very moment, yes, it is. I was so proud of him. Val was like, honey, yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys watch the juniors, Canadian juniors, against the Russian juniors?
I know Val watched it. Yeah. I did not see it.
Yeah,
I've been working.
I didn't want to talk about the Canadian juniors losing anyway. So, Candace, how are the dogs doing? And who do you have these days? Lola, Samson? I know Sydney's passed, hasn't he?
Yes, she.
She,
sorry. We have Samson right now in L.A., and Lola's with our friends in Florida.
Right. Apparently, you're quite a dog lover.
Yeah. Where are you going with this?
Your family's quite a, you know, you're almost like part of PETA. That's how much you love animals,
correct? Really? Well, I eat them.
Well, apparently there's some other things that go down in your household that's not very impressive. I can remember you being on the red carpet for some animal show, an animal movie, and the people came along to interview you about animals, and it was just a beautiful kumbaya, save the whales kind of moment. And here's what your family said.
Samson, he's a hunter, and he likes to play a lot. And Lola, she's like really calm and just lovable.
They do any tricks?
They do not do any tricks.
These are your children.
Samson has killed a pigeon.
He's killed a pigeon.
What happened with that?
To get small animals.
And here's Candace trying to recover.
We had a few sad moments in our home because he brings them in and he's very proud to show us the animals.
He also, sadly, killed a mother duck that already had her ducklings.
We rescued the ducklings.
And here's Candace recovering.
We
rescued them.
And
here's another one. Samson strangled something.
But he's sweet to us and he's great.
My goodness. What kind of a psycho dog do you own?
I've written that whole story about my big doggy attacking the mother ducky, leaving all these orphan ducklings in my new book, Reshaping It All. That's actually chapter one, starts off with that story.
Thank you very much, and that's called a natural segue, ladies and gentlemen, right there here on the Drew Marshall Show. Chapter number one, you start off by talking about your dog slaughtering the animal kingdom.
It's kind of a day in the life of the Bure household.
Candace Cameron Bure, this book is called Reshaping It All, Motivation for Physical and Spiritual Fitness. First thing that has to be said, Tim, what's your comment about the cover of the book?
Drew and I were talking about it earlier, and I have to be very careful how we say this, because we just had a discussion about...
I'm scared.
No, you look fantastic. Like, just wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Does that mean I don't look like that in real life?
No,
well, I've never seen you in real life.
You do.
But I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
No, it's a beautiful picture.
Another reason why Carrie Pomeroy hates you. let's go from your dog killing all sorts of wildlife to, I think this is a thing that you're going to have written on your epitaph. It'll be your epitaph. It'll be on your tombstone. And this is it. Candace Cameron Bure, one shoe can change your life. Where is that sign?
On my closet door. Cinderella said it.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
It's true.
That paints a different picture. I thought you were just so, you know, a spiritual giant, but now we know that you're a shoeaholic. I understand also, Candace, that you suffer from a rare disease called belt clutter. Everything in
I
your
do.
Closet is organized except your belts. What is with that?
I have too many. That's the problem. I don't know where to put them, so they're all on a shelf.
See, the creepier thing is, how do I know what's in your closet?
I know. I know how you know, but your listeners may not know. But you watched a segment on the TV Guide channel, and I let everyone into my closet.
Yes.
And I was telling them how to reshape their closet.
While most people in Hollywood are coming out of the closet, you're inviting people in. So well done.
Thank you very much.
Tell me a little about your plans for February 1st.
I'm doing a press week. Is that what you're talking about?
No.
What? What's February 1st?
It's part of your four-step plan, Candace.
Oh. I'm cleaning out my closet. But I think my four-step plan is going to be moved to March 1st because I have not been home this whole month.
Yeah, that's a little unfair.
So it is a little unfair. I'm missing my family dearly.
Now, before I paint Candace with the princess paintbrush, that picture, she really is, what's that fancy word when people give away stuff? They give away, they're called
philanthropy.
Yeah, she's a philanderer. philanthropist.
Oh, my goodness.
And she is such a giving person, and she goes through, once or twice a year, will you go through your closet and give away, like, so much stuff?
That's how I'm giving? True.
Well, there's other ways too, but I don't want you to blush.
Are you saying you need some clothes? I'll send you some.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna work.
I don't know if my size will fit you.
No, and
he needs a belt.
I was no or crack spackle, one or the other. I was away for Israel for that month, and we ate like crazy buffet meals for an entire month, and I went up 2 cup sizes.
What?
I'm just saying, put on the pounds. So
put on a few lbs.
There's another Canadian connection in your life. Let's talk about Darlene, your co-author in this book.
Yes, Darlene is from Winnipeg, lives in Winnipeg.
And is she related to Darlene Jek from Hillsong? Because her last name is very similar.
No, she's not.
Okay. She's a Winnipegger. Putting this book together, how long have you been thinking, Candace, you know what, I'm about to come out to the world and tell them about my issues with bulimia? Like, did you ever second-guess yourself and say, do I really want to talk about this?
Oh, yeah, I'm still second-guessing it now.
Really?
Because, yeah, I didn't want to tell anyone. I didn't really want to reveal that. And when I started working on this book about 3 years ago, it wasn't something that I planned to talk about. And as we got further into the book, it seemed necessary to disclose that information because it made the journey understandable when you read it and to see where I had come from, where I started, and where I am now. But it's hard. I don't really like to talk about it. It's not a huge portion of the book. It's mentioned briefly in it, but, you know, sadly, the media likes to sensationalize that, and that's what's been taken out of the headlines for the book, for the press. And the book is so much more than just that.
I've been reading a lot of feedback on Twitter and a couple of other places where people are saying back to you already. I mean, the book's been out for like a few weeks only, and people are losing weight. They're getting their confidence back. Their frown has been turned upside down. it's amazing how this book is actually affecting people's lives.
You know, it's because it's not a diet plan. It's not a new diet plan. It's really a book about discipline and self-control and motivation and putting all those practices into action and creating new habits for yourself. And for me, I mean, a lot of my life had started with food. But, of course, you can put a lot of those or all of those practices into any aspect of your life. But it's kind of like, you know, we can all get on a new diet plan and you can snack on all the carrots you want all day long. But the question is, why do you want to snack on carrots all day long? Let's have some self-control and discipline and decide what we're going to eat and what the portion's going to be, and let's stick to that and, you know, create new habits that way.
How does the God stuff fit in with all this, Candace?
Well, everything in the book is backed by Scripture, and it's all based on biblical principles. So this isn't the philosophy of Candace. It's really the philosophy of God and the Bible. And but for me, the turning point was when I was struggling with an eating disorder, is that my relationship with God is what turned that around. Because when I sit for what it was, which was sin, because I really just thought that I wasn't hurting anyone else. It was just my own issue to deal with, but realized that I wasn't being truthful with myself and God. That just kind of opened my eyes. And you know me and how sin is so convicting in my life and how I respond to that. So when I looked at it from that point of view, it just changed everything for me.
I think the beautiful mix that you have is the beautiful mix that this book has. And the mix that I'm talking about is you talk about spiritual discipline, you talk about discipline, you talk about making wise choices, good choices, about moving forward, positive, all that sort of deal. But you don't come at it like from a Jillian Michaels beat other people up kind of, kick you up the backside kind of deal. You come at it with within the context of humility and just enjoying life and just choosing to do right. You really are one of the best people I've ever come across who has this built-in mechanism. Obviously, God's given you this to just make really good choices. And I mean, I know you're the first one to give credit to your mom and dad, but I also know your mom and dad, and I know that they come with a boatload of baggage and issues. And hurts and hang-ups. No, I'm kidding.
Sure, you're going to make me cry.
they're amazing people, but I think it's a trifecta here. It's your parents have given stuff to you, God has given stuff to you, and you have given stuff to you. So that is what this book brings to other people. It's sort of like saying, here, I've got some ideas that have worked for me. Try them and see if it works. And it's not as you said, it's not a diet book. It's not a self-help guru, Anthony Robbins, just envision it and it'll come true kind of crap. It's salt of the earth stuff. And that's you.
Well, thanks. And well said. Yeah, I hope it's a fun and enjoyable book too, because I have lots of personal stories about my family and even Full House stuff. And, I think there's a good mix that it's, hopefully, an enjoyable read, and you're going to learn a lot from it and apply some new principles to your life that will help you in the long run be healthy and fit.
I did go through the book with a fine-tooth comb, and not once did I see my name. Not once.
Really?
Not once.
Really? Something must have happened in editing. I'm going to call my publisher.
Not once.
Because it was in there, Drew.
Yeah.
It was in there.
Endorse this. Candace, you're a gem, and I know you're feeling like garbage, so I really appreciate you pulling up your bootstraps and agreeing to do our show today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. When I'm feeling better, I would like to call you, and we're going to talk about you and have a little therapy session.
Oh, we are. Are
yes,
we? Well, good luck with that. Folks, Candace Cameron-Bury, of course, the book is called Reshaping It All. You can get it anywhere and everywhere. Motivation for physical and spiritual fitness. I know two people personally who are reading it and loving it thoroughly, and the reports I'm hearing online are just tremendous. So good on you. We'll talk to you again real soon, Candace.
Thanks, Drew.
Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Candace Cameron on the Drew Marshall Show. All right, a short break. And when we come back, Reverend Walter Kelly will be joining us. He is Toronto Police Service's chaplain. Of course, Tuesday this week, the streets of Toronto experienced an eerie silence not seen in years as the funeral procession for Sergeant Ryan Russell, the 35-year-old husband and father of 2-year-old Nolan, made its way through the downtown core. The service was attended by almost 13,000 people, the largest attendance for a Toronto police officer ever. And one of the eulogies delivered at Sergeant Ryan's funeral was given by the chaplain of the Toronto Police Services, Reverend Walter Kelly. And so a short little catch-up with Reverend Kelly, and then we're going to speak with Dan and Terry Thompson. They are the parents of slain OPP Constable Vu Pham, who was shot down just last year. And we're going to ask how this week was for them. We'll be right back. American woman,
get away from me. Like what you've heard? Listen again online at drewmarshall.ca. Let me be key. Don't come knocking round my door. I don't want to see your shadow no more. Cause the lights can hypnotize. Spark on someone else's eyes. Now, woman, get away. Maybe you've been thinking about advertising your organization on the radio, but don't really have the budget for a long-term marketing campaign?
Well, what if we gave you a show? The Drew Marshall Show is currently offering an innovative advertising concept for the small business owner or charity. With web stats and listenership at an all-time high, Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show is offering you an opportunity to partner with us, one show at a time. Consider sponsoring one show and we'll introduce you to our listening audience for the day. Drew will mention your organization every hour during our four-hour show, including a live phone interview. We'll also post your logo and website link on our website for an entire month. If you're thinking about promoting a special event, product, or upcoming sale, or if you just want to test the radio advertising waters without a huge investment, then consider becoming a one-day advertising partner with The Drew Marshall Show. Go to drewmarshall.ca for details or call Joy 1250 on 905-845-2821, extension 367. That's 905-845-2821, extension 367.